The SunZia project, as currently proposed, would link two power substations more than 500 miles apart. The power lines would stretch from a facility near Coolidge to one near Corona, New Mexico, southeast of Albuquerque. The Bureau of Land Management's final environmental impact study, released Friday, gives its preferred route for the twin 500-kilovolt lines. They'd be aligned with roadways and existing transmission lines wherever possible. The new lines would parallel older lines for 47 miles in the San Pedro River Valley. And that's got some environmental groups worried. In a statement also released Friday, the organization Defenders of Wildlife said the proposed power line route would harm sensitive wildlife habitat in the riparian river valley. BLM officials say the final environmental report comes after a nearly four-year process of gathering comments and input on SunZia's route. Now that it's out, the public can protest it for 30 days. According to the BLM, SunZia is needed to increase capacity of the electricity grid in the desert southwest region, possibly by as much as 4,500 megawatts. They also say it will enable development of wind and solar energy. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.